We'll take answers on that, but can people who want to be in the next round put their hands up now so that the radio mic can pick them on the next round?
One, two, three.
Okay, I'm going to answer some of those questions. We understand the Tesco board meeting would be in the middle of March, and we have indicated in our meetings to them that we want to move this forward and that we as officers are asked to take a report to Cabinet that will go to Cabinet at the end of March. At the moment, I can't say what I think that report will say, but I guess it would say one of two things. Either that we're moving forward positively with Tesco's, or we're looking at other alternatives. Let me move on. The gentleman over there was a suggestion that Tesco have reneged on their original agreement. They haven't reneged on anything, they just haven't got on with it. And so I think we need to be very clear that what the council began to do late last year and is continuing to do is to try and speed up the process. So we're trying to speed it up, and to that end we are talking, and I've told you about commercial confidentiality. I cannot say the exact details of the conversations we're having. We currently have an agreed scheme on the table, and if we were to look at any other scheme, it would mean that the development agreement would have to be changed. So if that could be a minor variation, or it could be completely, it would be ended, we would look at alternative approaches. One of the key points of our negotiations is how long this will take, and setting out a very clear timetable. We're trying to get that sort of agreement, or that understanding, into the work we're doing.